Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, people of God. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Amen. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Amen. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank God, amen, for another day. Amen. Thank God for life, health, and strength. Thank God for the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. We bring you greetings from the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We say welcome to each and every one of you. Amen. We thank you for coming and being with us and joining us, amen, this night, amen, that has been ordained by God. Amen. That we may come together, amen, to magnify and bless the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Once again, we bring you greetings from the Prayer News Network Global, where our visionary and founder is, and amen, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. We welcome you once again to the Prayer News Network. Amen. And before, amen, as you're coming on in, we're going to ask you, amen, if you would please reach out to someone, amen, a few people, and let them know that the Prayer News Network is on and that we are on live tonight. Amen. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. So we want you to reach out to someone, amen, and have someone to, amen, join you, amen, in this broadcast tonight. Amen. We're excited about the Lord. We're excited about the great things that God, amen, has been doing for us, even what he's yet going to do, even on this night. Amen. This night is ordained of God. Amen. And God has you here for a purpose. It's not by accident. It's not by coincidence that you're here. But you're here tonight, amen, by the ordinance, amen, of God. Tonight is ordained by God for you to be here. So we thank God that you're here. We're so grateful tonight, and amen, we just want you to feel welcome, amen, to each and every one, amen, even to our first-time listeners that may be on the line, amen, we want to say welcome to the Prayer News Network, amen, we praise God for all of our listeners, amen, whether by telephone, amen, locally, amen, from the United States, amen, all the way to our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. Even to all of our international listeners, amen, from other countries, amen. We just, amen, praise God for you tonight, amen, tuning into this broadcast. Amen. We pray that, amen, you are being blessed, inspired, empowered, amen, by the Holy Ghost. Amen. The words that you hear, amen, are the words of the Lord, amen, preparing us for such a time as this. Amen. And we want all that we can get, amen, to make heaven our home. Amen. We can never get too much of the Word of God. Amen. So we just praise God tonight. Amen. Once again, amen. As people are yet coming on in, amen. As you're coming on in, amen, we want you to, amen, please reach out to someone. Amen. Invite them to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We just praise God for, amen, all the things that the Lord has been doing, how the Lord has been moving, how the Lord has been blessing us, answering prayers, saving, delivering. Amen. Most of all, we thank God for his keeping power. Thank God, amen, for the Holy Ghost. Because without the Holy Ghost, amen, we can't make it. But thank God for the Holy Ghost, amen, which abides down on the inside, amen, of us. And he lives, amen, he lives in us. Amen. So we just praise God. We thank God once again. Amen. Also, I am your host tonight. Amen. Your co-host, Minister Emmanuel Hoax. Amen. We praise God, amen, for another opportunity, amen, to come into your hearing, amen, just to lift up and declare the name of Jesus. Amen. Tonight, I don't know about you, but I'm excited, amen, to hear what the Lord has in store for his people tonight. Amen. Eyes haven't seen, neither have ears heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, amen, the things that the Lord has in store for them that love him. Amen. I love him. Do you love him? Amen. I do believe that you love the Lord tonight. Amen. So God has great things in store for us. Amen. And we just thank God. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We are going to, amen, move on with our broadcast, but, amen, we're trying to get people time to get on in. Amen. And take your position. Amen. Prepare your hearts and your minds to receive what it is that God, amen, has for us tonight. Amen. We thank God, amen, for each one of you. We thank God for all of our leaders. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of our leaders tonight. Amen. We acknowledge you. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We do, amen, show, amen, our gratitude, amen, to the Lord for you. Amen. Thank God, amen, for the late, amen, Apostle S.T. James. Amen. To the S.T. James Ministry. Amen. To all of God's people. Amen. To all of our leaders. Amen. Thank God, amen, for each one of them tonight. Amen. We do bless the Lord. Amen. For his goodness, his mercy. Amen. We praise God, amen, for all things. We thank God, amen, for your leaders. We thank God, amen, for, amen, even, amen, my leaders. Amen. We just thank God for all things. Glory be to God. And we thank God for each one of our advisors. Amen. We thank God for each one of our advisors. Amen. That the Lord has assigned to this work. Amen. To this ministry. Amen. How that, amen, they're taking their place. Amen. They're yet holding up the bloodstained banner. Amen. They're arm bearers. They're support. Amen. Even to the woman of God. Amen. We thank God for each one of our advisors. Amen. Each one of them. Amen. Benjamin A. Jones. Amen. Our co-host, Evangelist Diane Bonds. Mr. Ali Booker. Amen. Evangelist Stanford. Amen. Amen. Sister Robin. Amen. Sister Chelsea. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, these, amen, advisors, how that, amen, they're, amen, just so supportive to the ministry. Amen. So willing to do whatever their hands find to do. Amen. We just bless God for them. Amen. Thank God, amen, for our, amen, the late, amen, amen, Prophetess Everett, amen, Paula Everett, amen, which, amen, has left a mark on the earth, even with this Prayer News, amen, Network Global. Amen. We thank God, amen, for each one of them. Amen. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. Want you to know that your labor is not in vain. Even in a time such as this, amen, how you're helping to support and carry out this ministry. Amen. So we just thank God, amen, for each one of them, our prayer warriors. Amen. Thank God for them. Amen. Evangelist Gail. Amen. Minister, amen, Packer. Amen. Thank God, amen, for them. Amen. Any others, amen, that I may have failed to call. We thank God for all that God has assigned to this ministry. Amen. To aid and to support, amen, the work of the Lord and how they do it so willingly. Amen. Amen. With sincerity. Amen. We just thank God, amen, for each and every one of them. Amen. Tonight, we're going not going to prolong the time. Amen. We do have a speaker tonight, so we praise God. Amen, for our speaker. Amen. So we want you just to prepare your hearts and your minds. Amen, for what the Lord, amen, wants to say to us in this hour. Amen, and knowing that we're living in a crucial time. We're living in the last days. Amen, and we need all that we can get and get all that we can get from the Lord. Amen, like, amen, our, amen, visionary always said, amen, we're doing whatever we can at any cost to reach the lost. Amen. This is why we come into this prayer line every night. Amen. Making a sacrifice. Amen. To be here. Amen. Because we're trying to reach the lost at any cost. Amen. Whatever it takes. Amen. Just to help a soul to be saved. Amen. This is our mission. This is our purpose. Amen. Statement that we can help somebody. Amen. Come to Christ. Amen. It's not about us. Amen. But it's all about Jesus. Amen. And to God be glorified. Amen. In earth, as amen, he is glorified in heaven. Amen. So we just praise God tonight for all things. Amen. And as you're coming on in, we welcome you once again to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We thank God for all of our listeners, our Blog Talk Radio listeners. We thank God, amen, for our international listeners. Amen. Calling all about the world. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We praise God, amen, for you. And we welcome you, amen, to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We want to prepare our hearts and our minds tonight, amen, to receive, amen, amen, what it is that the Lord has for us once again. Amen. But as it always is forestated, we cannot go to God any kind of way. Amen. We must come to God, amen, with a pure heart, out of sincerity. Amen. Psalm 66 and 18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. Amen. So we don't want nothing standing in our way to hinder our prayers, amen, from reaching God tonight and from being answered. Amen. As we go to God in prayer, amen, amen, to remind you to continue to lift up, amen, our visionary family in prayer. Amen. Evangelist Annette Bradley and the, amen, Reed family. Amen. Continue to hold them up, even in their time, amen, of loss and, amen, sorrow, that God may continue to, amen, strengthen them and take them through, even in a time as this. Amen. So would you pray with me tonight? Amen. Would you touch and agree with me in prayer? Amen. Let us open our hearts tonight. Let us put our minds on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Most gracious Heavenly Father, the giver of every good and perfect gift, we only thank you for this night. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your salvation. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus, the precious blood that cleanses us from all iniquity. Oh, God, we just thank you, oh, God, for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for another day that you have allowed us to see. Father God, you spared our life. You let our golden moments roll on just a little while longer. Oh, God, you've given us another chance, another opportunity just to give your name praise, just to glorify you. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we just want to say thank you tonight. We want to say thank you for how good you have been to us. We want to say thank you for how far you brought us. Oh, God, you brought us from a mighty long ways. Realize you didn't have to do it, but you did. Oh, Lord, you kept us when we couldn't keep ourselves. Oh, Lord, you sustained us in the hour and the time of trouble. Oh, God, you was our protector when danger was all around. In the mighty name of Jesus. And for that, we want to say thank you. And for that, we just want to praise you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you are our help tonight. You are our peace that surpasses all understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are strength when we are weak. Oh, God, there's nobody else like you tonight. Nobody else can do these miracles that you do, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we know that you're real tonight, oh God, you're real down in our souls, oh God, how do we know that you're real, because we feel you moving, God, we feel you moving way down in our souls, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, you continuously touch us, you continuously encourage our hearts, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we praise you right now, God, oh, God, we exalt you, Lord. We lift your name up on high. Oh, God, we bless you, Lord, even for blessing us. Oh, God, we count it a blessing tonight just to be alive. Oh, God, we could have been dead and gone, sleeping in the cold grave. But, Lord, you touched us with your finger of love. You breathed the breath of life on us. You breathed on us, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for being God. And besides you, there's no other. We thank you for being our healer. Oh, God, when our bodies were sick. Oh, God, you healed us so many times. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, when we were burdened down, you lifted our burdens, in the name of Jesus, and we say thank you tonight, we praise you for it, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you tonight, as humble as we know how, we come come to you, God, out of sincerity of our heart. Oh, God, before we petition you, before we petition you for anything, oh, God, shine your light from heaven down on our souls. Oh, God, you find anything that should not be. We ask you to take it out tonight. Oh, God, whatever it is that's not like you tonight, Lord, remove it tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, if we have done anything that wasn't pleasing in your sight, we ask for forgiveness tonight. Lord Jesus, if we said anything that wasn't like you, anything that wasn't holy, oh, God, we ask you tonight. Oh, God, forgive us. Wash us in your blood. Wash us tonight in the precious blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If we had an holy thought today, Lord, we ask that you create in us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit in us. In the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, purge away his top. Make us clean tonight. Make us whiter than snow. In the name of Jesus, you died for our sins. You died to purify us. You hung on that cross. That we may have the right to the tree of life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Lord, save us. Lord, save us. Save us to the utmost. In the name of Jesus. Redeem our life from destruction. Oh, God, deliver us from the hand of the enemy. The thief coming out before the steal and kill. And to destroy. For you come tonight, that we may have eternal life. Lord Jesus, Lord, save us. Save us, Lord. We want to be saved. We want to make it in. Oh, God, we want to go back with you. Help us not to miss heaven. Help us not to miss out on heaven. In the name of Jesus, Lord, prepare us tonight. Prepare us tonight, Lord. Oh, God, prepare us. Help us to make preparation. Help us to set our house in order. For you're coming like a thief in the night. You said no man knows the day nor the hour. Oh, God, no man knows when you shall come. But help us to be ready. Help us to be ready when you shall appear. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we want to be like you. We want to be like you, Lord. We want to walk like you. We want to talk like you. We want to live like you, Jesus. Each and every day. Teach us how to live holy. Teach us how to live right. Lord Jesus. Hide your word in our hearts. That we may not sin against you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray tonight. We pray, oh, God, that you will send your quickening spirit. Send your quickening power. Resurrect the dead tonight. Resurrect the dead, God. Lord, revive us again. Revive us again. Revive us again. You said the spirit is quickening. The flesh profited nothing. Renew us in us tonight, God. Renew us, God. Renew the inward man, though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Send a renewal tonight, renew our strength, renew our joy. Lord Jesus, we have need of you. We need you the more, Lord. Come the more, Jesus. Come the more tonight. More of you and less of us. More of you tonight, Jesus, and none of us tonight. Lord Jesus, see your word tonight, Lord. Heal us tonight of every infirmity. Lord, heal us tonight. Mend every broken heart. Heal every wounded spirit. Those that are oppressed. Those that are downhearted. Those that are broken spirit. Lord, send your healing angel tonight. Mend that broken heart tonight. Lord Jesus, minister to your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on the grieving families tonight. Those that are grieving. Those that have lost loved ones. We pray for strength tonight. Oh, God, strengthen them tonight. We pray that you comfort their hearts. Be a comforter to them, Jesus. Lord, take them through. Take them through the hour of sorrow. Take them through, Jesus. Lord, heal their heart tonight. Heal their heart tonight, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We know earth has no sorrow. That heaven cannot heal. Heal, Lord. Heal, Jesus. Oh, God, heal their hearts. Even in due time. Heal their hearts, Lord. Take them through the process of healing tonight. Take them through the process of healing tonight. In the name of Jesus. But most of all, God. Oh, God, put your loving arms around them. Let them feel your presence. Let them know that you're near. In the name of Jesus. Your ears are open to the righteous cry. Your ears are open tonight. You're willing to hear our cry. Oh, Jesus, strengthen us tonight, Lord. Oh, God, strengthen your people tonight. You know what we stand in need of. You know every blessing tonight that your people need. You know every petition that we have up before you. Oh, God, hear our prayer tonight. Oh, God, grant every petition according to thy will. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord. Look on the Prayer News Network tonight. Oh, God, look on this ministry. Oh, God, you give the increase. You give the increase tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, manifest yourself. Show up and show out, God. Oh, God, do a new thing. Do something new in our midst tonight. Oh, God, fill somebody with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Reach that lost soul tonight. Save the unsaved. Deliver them that are bound. Set the captive free. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it. We know you will. We're standing on your promises. Oh, God, you promised us. You promised these in your word that you will save. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come to you tonight. Oh, God, we need you, Lord. Oh, God, bless this ministry, Lord. Oh, God, reach the lost souls. Reach souls everywhere, far and near, in the United States, out of the United States, across the country, across the other side of the world. Oh, God, in all four corners of the earth, reach souls everywhere, God, through the radio, God. Oh, God, through the internet, through Facebook, whatever means, oh, God, that you have made possible, reach the lost souls tonight. Oh, God, the souls that are burning down. The souls that are depressed. The souls, oh, God, that are on the verge of committing suicide. Oh, God, because they're so burning down. But reach them tonight. Stop them, Jesus. Turn their hearts tonight. Change their minds, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give them hope tonight. Oh, God, there's hope in the tree. Don't be cut down. Yet with the sin of water, it shall sprout again. Give somebody hope tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give faith to the faithless. Oh, God, give courage to the discouraged tonight. Oh, God, any sick among us, let them be healed. Oh, God, let the weak say I'm strong. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember your people everywhere. Bless your speaker tonight. Father God, the one that you have ordained for this hour. Oh, God, bless your speaker, God. Oh, God, send your anointing. Send your Holy Ghost power. Oh, God, without your anointing, we could do nothing. It is your anointing that destroys every yoke. Let the yoke be destroyed tonight because of your anointing. Rebuke every stronghold tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Set the captive free tonight, God. Liberate the bound tonight. Oh, God, let the chains fall off. Oh, God, rebuke every addiction tonight. Every drug addiction, oh, God, rebuke it. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever the addiction is tonight, God, we pray that you will rebuke and send it back to the pit. Oh, God, loose that man, loose that boy, loose that girl, God, loose that woman. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless homes, bless families tonight. Oh, God, we know that you're able, Lord. Oh, God, men broken hearts tonight. Father God, it's in your hands. Father God, it's in your hands tonight. You know what to do. You know how to do it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we trust you. We praise you. Father God, we glorify you. We praise you in advance. Oh, God, for what you're about to do on this night. We praise you for a miracle tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you. We glorify you. Oh, God, we thank you for hearing our prayer. For thou always hears us when we pray. And you give us a petition that we desire of you according to your will. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, be with us tonight. Oh, God, that we go through this service, God. Be with us. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our minds. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let somebody cry out tonight. Say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Convict their heart unto repentance tonight. Oh, God, bring somebody to repentance tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able. We know that you will. And we believe you. We count it done. This prayer we pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen and thank God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Glory be to God. Truly tonight, people of God, we just thank the Lord tonight. Amen. For another day that the Lord has, amen, allowed us to see, knowing he didn't have to do it, but he did. We are so grateful. We are so thankful tonight. Amen. For the mercies of God. It is because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Amen. His compassion faileth not. Amen. Great is our faithfulness, O God. Amen. We just give God praise. We worship the Lord tonight. We love on the Lord tonight. We love him. Amen. Because he first loved us. And tonight we just give God praise. We thank God for each and every one of you. Those of you that have, amen, just come in. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Global. Amen. We welcome you this night. Amen. For being with us. We thank you. Amen. For taking time out of your schedule. Amen. To stop by. Amen. Amen. To be with us. Amen. Amen. In this, amen, prayer meeting tonight. Amen. We are, amen, excited about what the Lord, amen, is going to do in this hour. We thank God for our messenger tonight. We, amen, we embrace the word of God, amen, as his, amen, to come forth. Amen. We just praise God, amen, for the word, amen, that the Lord is going to give us on this night. Amen. But before, amen, we introduce our speaker, amen, we're going to have a solo, amen, coming to our own, amen, advisor and soloist, amen, amen, Sister Robin Jackson. Amen. We're going to ask Sister Robin Jackson if you would embrace the platform. Amen. Push *6 and unmute. Amen and amen. Come forth, amen, with a solo tonight. God bless you once again, Sister Robin Jackson.
Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts. We offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of of your people. So we lift our hands as we lift our voice, as we offer up this praise unto your name. Come into this house. You're welcome in this place, Lord. Come into the house. Welcome in the house. Welcome in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. Come into the house. There is joy in the house. Joy in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. Joy in the house. There's love in the house. Love in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. There's love in the house. Peace in the house. Peace in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. There's peace in the house. Deliverance in the house. Deliverance in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. Deliverance in the house. Come in the house. Come in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. Come in the house. Come in the house. Come in the house. Jesus, you are welcome. Come in the house.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. God bless you, amen. God bless you, and thank you, Sister Robin. Amen, saying welcome, amen, to this house. Amen. We invite Jesus to come on right on in. Amen. And after we welcome Jesus into this house, amen, we, the Prayer News Network, want to welcome each and every one of you, amen, to, amen, this house tonight. Amen. This is the Lord's doings, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. We praise God for that beautiful solo coming through our own advisor and soloist. Amen. Sister Robin Jackson, we thank God for you. Amen. Making yourself available for the master's use. Amen. So at this time, without, amen, further, amen, preliminaries, amen, we don't want to stand in the way of the word of God. Amen. We thank God for our speaker tonight. Amen. And at this time, amen, just for our speaker come forth, we're going to ask our own, amen, co-host, amen, Evangelist Diane Bonds, amen, and she will come to the platform and introduce our speaker on tonight. Once again, our, amen, very own co-host, Evangelist Diane Bonds. Amen. We're going to ask her if she will come to the platform and introduce our speaker for this hour. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Push star 6 and unmute. Glory be to God. Amen. Evangelist Diane Bonds, are you there? Amen. Amen. I'm not sure if she's having technical difficulties getting over. Amen. But we must go on. Amen. So, amen. I guess I will introduce the speaker, amen, on this night. Amen. For tonight. Amen. We pray that you got, amen, your pencils, your paper, amen, whatever you need, amen, to take down some notes, amen, prepare to write down scriptures, amen, from the word of God, amen, that we're about to hear, amen, on this night. We thank God for amen. Amen. God bless that. You, Evangelist Bond?
Yes, sir.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. You have the platform to introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Amen. Minister Emmanuel. Amen. Thank you. Amen. We praise the Lord tonight. Amen. For the Lord's goodness and kindness. Glory to God. Amen. Just enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Enjoy the song tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we're not going to hold any longer. Praise God. Amen. But we're getting ready. Amen. To introduce. Praise God. Amen. The man of God, amen, that's going to break the bread of life, amen, tonight, amen. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for the word tonight, amen. Manna from on high, glory to God, amen. And we want to introduce, amen, you tonight, praise God, amen, to present to others, those that have heard, praise God, amen, praise God. I want to introduce you to, praise God, Bishop Thomas, amen, is the pastor, praise God, of Bethlehem Church, amen, of Jesus Christ, amen, in Midway, Georgia. Praise God. Bishop, praise God, Thomas, amen, has been in the ministry since 1981. Amen. He is baptized. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. In the name, amen, of Jesus, filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And also during his spiritual journey, amen, he has served as an usher, church drummer, minister, Sunday school teacher, ordained elder, and now ordained bishop. Hallelujah. Bishop Thomas, amen, is honored to be, praise God, and an evangelist, servant of God, amen, and to serve God's people. Bishop Thomas was born in Georgia. Amen. He is married to evangelist Angela Thomas for 22 years. Thank the Lord. Amen. Bishop Thomas served as in the military. Amen. Upon his honorable discharge, he began working for the school district. He retired, amen, twice from the school, amen, district in Arizona and in Georgia. Amen. Bishop Thomas, amen. Glory to God. Favorite scripture, amen, Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Amen. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty, amen, of man. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank him tonight for being with us tonight, first time. Glory to God. Amen. And we want to say we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. Bishop Curtis Thomas. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I present to you and introduce to others. Amen. Glory to God. Just shout praise the Lord. Amen. For Bishop Curtis Thomas. Amen. Just match star 6. Amen. Come on to the platform. Amen. The PNN, praise God, welcomes you tonight. God bless you, man of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the
and
Lord.
Again, praise the Lord. You know, I just thank God for all his goodness, all of his mercy. God is worthy to be praised. And I praise him with all that is within me because he's been so good to me. And I can tell he's been good to somebody else, too. And I just thank God for being on the Prayer News Network on tonight. This is my first time being on this network, and I just want you to know I'm just so happy to be here on tonight. And I want to also thank Evangelist Stamper for inviting me on tonight. And we pray that something would be said that can encourage your heart to go on just a little bit further. And also, I just want you to pray for the bereaved family, Evangelist Annette Bradley and the Reed family and Evangelist Stamper family. We're losing folks out there. But you know what? God has still got this in control. He's still on the throne. He's still in control. So no matter what happens on the outside, no matter what we see, we know God is still in control, and for that, I'm eternally grateful, and I feel safe in his arms. Tonight, I want to talk to you about a subject called Learn from the Past. Learn from the Past. And I'm pretty sure you can agree with me that we can learn from our past. And not only we can learn from our past, we can also learn from the past of others. We can, the Bible is full of examples of learning from the past. I want to kind of start from the beginning, first chapter. You know, God, this is called the creation chapter because this is where God created everything. In 6 days, he created the world. The seventh day, he rested. During this process of creation, at different points, God would stop. And he said, and God saw that it was good. 6 times, God stopped and paused and said, and he saw that this work was good. When he finished his creation, still in the first chapter, when he finished his creation, the last thing he said, it is very good. So that means God was pleased with all that he had done. Because everything was put in order as he planned for it to be. And for that, we are thanking God for that. We want to move a little further into this. You know, when God created his creation, he ensured that everything was in place before man was created. Everything was in place that man could survive off of before God put him on this earth. He provided for man. And he also said that you can eat of all the trees in the garden except for the tree of good knowledge, the good and knowledge of evil. And that was just one commandment that God had given him in order for him to live free in this. We want to also go to verse number 15. Now, remember, Genesis, the first chapter, the second chapter, Genesis, the second chapter, the chapter that God had rested. And verse 15 says, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Now, I don't know what Adam had to do. At this time, his name wasn't Adam. His name was the man or man. I don't know what he had to do in order to dress the garden, but he must have had a pretty gravy job, pretty easy gravy job, because there was no lawnmowers, there was no tractors, there was no heavy equipment, but he was able to keep the garden as God had told him to do. So he had a pretty gravy job. And not only that, the weather had to be fantastic because he was naked. And he didn't know that he was naked. So this was a setup that God had given man, and everything was smooth for a while. Verse 16, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. That commandment, Adam, which his name was not Adam, it was the man, he understood the word die. He understood exactly what that means. God didn't have to explain that to him because he knew already. Verse 18 says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone, and I will make him a helpmeet for him. Although God said 6 times that he saw that it was good, and on the last time he said it is very good, the one thing he said that was not good is in verse 18. And I'm going to read that again. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. Whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Notice that this time Adam has a name. This is the first time God called him by name. And Adam didn't have to go to school. He didn't have to go to first grade, kindergarten, go to high school, and then go to a university or college. He was already full of what he needed at the time of creation, because God said he brought the animals to him to see what he would name them. So he had a full vocabulary at the time of his creation. He didn't have to go through all these other things that we have to go through from birth and then go up and learn. Adam already had all he needed from his creation. And Adam gave names to the all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him. So Adam was alone. He had no one in the garden that he could relate to. No other human was there that he could. All the other animals and God that God created had someone they can relate to. But Adam had not a helpmeet. Verse 21 says, and the Lord God called a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. Verse 23, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Remember, he didn't call her Eve. He called her woman. So at this time, Eve, which we don't know she's Eve, she didn't have a name. She's known as the woman or woman. Let's go to chapter 3 of Genesis. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. That word subtle means that he was more cunning, that he was more slick than any other beast of the field that God had made. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, we shall not eat of it, neither shall we touch it, lest we die. The woman understood the commandment. It don't say who gave it to her. Adam gave it to her, or God gave it to her. But we do know that she knew the commandment because she just told it to the serpent. Now, we got to understand who we are dealing with here. The serpent was once in heaven, and he started chaos in heaven. He started a war in heaven. We have to know our enemy. So if he caused chaos in heaven, just think about the continual devastation that he's causing down here on earth amongst us flesh beings. Now the woman has gave him audience because the beast of the field was slick. Can you imagine him coming and talking to you or talking to the woman saying, good morning, Eve. Good morning. This is a beautiful day. And this sun is shining when the grass is so full and green. This is not normal. You would think a light bulb would have come into her mind to say, it's not normal for a beast of the field to talk to me or let alone ask questions. But this did not come to her mind. She just continued to talk to this beast of the field. It says, but of the fruit of the tree, verse 3, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. She understood the word die, just like the man did Adam. Verse 4 says, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. What a sneaky animal. He portrayed God as hiding something from Eve, something she deserved to know about. So the serpent said unto the woman, he said, I surely die. He changed the meaning of God's word to mean something that's totally different. The more the woman gave him audience, the more he deceived her pure mind. That's what the adversary do to us today. He get us in a conversation, things that we don't normally do. And once he get us out there on the limb, he snatched the floor from under us. This is why we got to know our enemy. He's a shrewd fellow. He don't care about us. And we have to understand that the devil has no redemption plan. God don't have a redemption plan for the adversary. He cannot repent and ask God to accept him back in heaven. And because of this, he has had started a whole war with God's main prized possession, mankind. This is what he wants everybody else to go to hell just like him and his angels. Verse 5 says, for God doeth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Constantly changing the word of God and just messing with her pure mind. And she had no idea that what the adversary was doing to her. Verse 6 says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. You know, I kind of tease women once in a while about this scripture. And I tell them, this is why you women like shopping, because of the woman. She saw this tree, and it was good for food and pleasant to the eyes. This can go another way. When I was shopping and I saw this purse and dress combo, it was desirous to my eyes, so I took it and I gave the bill to my husband. This is like an analogy for this. It's something I just tease you sisters about, because it's, I don't mean no harm. It's just something. It's not necessarily a true statement. I just tease you with that. But it seems to me that when you look at what she did, it was pleasant to her eyes. She went window shopping. Well, I feel that's why I tease the sisters with this sometimes. Verse number 7. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. All of this time, until they ate of the fruit of the tree, they didn't realize that they was naked. Now, some people say it was an apple. The Bible don't say what type of fruit it was. It could have been a peach. It could have been something else. But nonetheless, it was a forbidden fruit. When they ate it, they realized that they were naked. Can you imagine the shock, the initial shock that they had when they found out that they were naked? And they said they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. This is what sin tried to do for you. It'll make you try to hide the sin that's in your life. They knew they messed up, but they trying to hide it by making fig leaves and aprons for themselves. Verse number 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Listen to this. I don't know what the voice of God sound like walking through the garden. But the Bible said they heard it walking through the garden. God must have a powerful voice that they can hear his voice walking through the garden. And they hid themselves. They couldn't even pretend like they didn't know they was naked because of the initial shock that they was naked. No way they can even try to fool God with that, but God already knew. Verse 9 says, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Beyond popular belief, God never have to scratch his head and wonder what they're going to do next. God already knew what they had done, but he's calling them out. Where art thou? Verse 10 says, and he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Verse 11 says, and he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? God already knew he'd done it, but he wanted him to confess his sin. He wanted him to fess up to what he had done. And he, of course, he tried to pass the buck. Verse 12, and the man said, the woman who thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Maybe if I tell God, you was the cause of me doing this by giving this woman, and remember, she still don't have a name right now. She's just the woman. And the man passed the buck, blaming her. We can't pass the buck on someone else for our own sins. We have to confess up to our sins, and then peradventure God will forgive us. verse 13 says, "And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." She's still the woman. She's not Eve. She's still the woman. And she's passing the buck, saying that the serpent beguiled me. And he did, but she's trying to blame anybody but herself. Adam was trying to blame anybody but himself. So both of them are passing the buck to try to get out of this situation because they are embarrassed they have done. Verse 14, "And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt be thou eat all the days of thy life." Notice that he didn't ask the serpent, "What have you done?" Because the serpent already knew better, and God knew that he knew better. He immediately put a curse upon him. So he didn't have no excuse, because he was once with God in heaven. So now he's with a war. He has a war against God. So God just cursed him right away. He didn't have no opportunity to do anything, because he ain't going to do nothing but lie anyway. Verse 15 said, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Someone said that was the prophecy of Jesus coming into the world. And verse 16 says, "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee." Sisters, I don't know what it's like to have a baby, but I understand that it's pretty painful. The way I see some of you sisters, like when you're carrying the baby, and then, of course, my wife had babies too, and I know it's got to be a painful thing. But before that happened, you could have babies without any pain. But now you got to have children in travail. And you know, I feel for you, but I'm glad I can't have a baby. I thank God that he didn't make me to have a baby. And when we look at the scripture where it said, "Thy husband shall rule over thee," a lot of folks have problems with that. It's not that the man is better than the woman or the woman is better than the man. It's just that we have two different functions. God didn't make the man to have children. He made the woman to have children. So there shouldn't be a debate or competition between the sexes. It's just God made us with different functions. And we come together as a unit and be unified. We'll come together with the way God wants us to come together. Then there shouldn't be any problem at all. Just keep in mind, there is no competition. We'll just have different functions. Verse 17, "And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days." So Adam, he didn't get away with his punishment either. Now he's got to work. Before, he could take care of the garden, and he didn't have no problem doing it. But now he's got to work with the sweat of his face. And this is what we have to do today. And how he killed it, I don't know. I know tomorrow I got to get up and cut grass. And when I'm cutting grass, I sweat. I didn't have the gravy job like Adam had during that time. So now verse 18 says, "Thorns also and thistles shall it be bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field." Still a vegetarian. There was no meat eaters during that time. No steak, no chicken, no pork chop like we eat today. The herb was the meat. "And in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." So now we in trouble. Now us brothers got to work by the sweat of our face. We got to get out there and get to the grind in order to survive in this world. And this is where Eve gets her name. Verse 20. "And Adam called his wife named Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Up until this point, she didn't have a name, but now she has a name. So now we're learning from the past. We understand that the adversary is full of tricks and full of trickery. So this is the end of the scriptures, but I just want us to think about what can we glean out of this, out of these scriptures learned from the past. What can we learn about the adversary? What can we learn on how to defend ourselves from the adversary? God give us power. Acts 1:8 said we shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. And if you have the Holy Ghost, you have power. You can defeat the enemy because the enemy don't like us. He have no desire for us to be saved because he know he can't be saved and he want us to follow the same boat as him. So we're going to learn from this. We're going to learn how to defeat the adversary. We're going to learn how to do the will of God, because one thing I know for sure, from Genesis to Revelation, there's one thing that holds true. God requires obedience. There is nothing in here that God said, if you don't have obedience to God, nothing else is going to fall in line. Everything else is by obedience. We live holy because we are obedient. We live the life that Jesus has left behind. He left us an example that we should follow his steps. If we're not obedient, then we won't be following in his steps, and we won't be able to please God. And the Bible said without faith, it is impossible to please God. We never seen God, but we know God is real. I know I do. How do I know? Because he is in my soul. I have received the Holy Ghost. And because of the Holy Ghost, I've never had so much joy in my life. I praise God that he has given me life, that he has given me joy, that he has given me peace. I didn't have all of that before. But now I know what it's like to have true peace, true joy, true love from the Most High God. And I thank God. I won't trade this for nothing in the world. I'm just happy, happy, happy. I got the glad, glad. And I thank God that, you know, when we go through this life, we're going to have challenges. How we navigate through life depends on how we go through this life. God has given us the ability, just like he gave Adam the ability when he was created. God has given us all the tools we need in order to defeat the adversary. And all we have to do is be obedient to his word. Learn from what we have been through in life. There's lessons for everybody. We can even learn from kids. Learn from the past. Thank God for this last lesson tonight. Pray to something that was said that can encourage you to move on just a little bit further in this walk of life, because we don't seem like we don't have too much longer. You know, everybody said that Jesus said he was coming back, and he ain't came back yet. Well, I just tell you like this. Today is one day closer than yesterday. I don't know when he's going to come back. The Bible says he don't know himself, but his father is going to let him know when it's time to come back. So we've got to be ready when he comes. I love the Lord. I thank God for being here tonight. I thank God for being on the Prayer News Network. I praise God for all of you that are listening in. It's my first time here. Got a little bit nervous on this. But every time I come before God's people, there's a certain amount of nervousness that comes, because I know we need to give the people the word of God, and we need to give them the true word of God. So I pray that would say it that could take you on just a little bit further. Learn from the past. And I truly thank God for that on tonight. I don't know who's taking Mike over now, but I'll turn this back over into the hand of the host, and I thank God for one of you once again. Learn from the past.
Amen. God bless you. Amen, man of God. Amen. We thank God, amen, for you tonight. Thank God for the word. Amen. Thank God for all the vital points, amen, that were made. Amen. Something for us to think about. Amen. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, that what he shall reap. Amen. Tonight, God is teaching us a lesson to be vigilant, be sober, be vigilant, because the devil, your adversary, is as a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. And as the preacher said, the devil don't care nothing about you. The devil is not your friend. Amen. His job and purpose is to kill, steal, and to destroy. But Jesus comes that we may have life and that more abundantly. So we thank God, amen, for the word, amen, coming through the man of God tonight. Amen. We appreciate the word. Amen. And before, amen, man of God, before you get off the platform, we want to ask you, amen, if you would come, amen, back to the platform and if you would offer prayer, amen, a prayer of salvation, leading somebody to Christ. Somebody may be on the line tonight and they're getting tired of being tricked by the devil and they want to experience this life in Christ. So tonight, man of God, we're going to ask if you would, amen, lead the prayer of salvation, open the line, offer prayer of salvation. And then after the prayer of salvation, if you would extend, amen, prayer for a special prayer request unto those that may have special prayer requests tonight. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord again. Thank God for it. And when it comes to salvation, salvation is a decision that you have to make on your own. The word of God is right. And we praying that if you are out there on tonight and you want to be saved, you can be saved. And we want to pray for you that God will touch your mind, soften your heart, that you might be saved. Because the world is coming to an end. It's not going to be like this all the time. You got to be ready when he comes. Don't think that this thing is something, some type of fantasy that we dreamed up. When you're trying for yourself, you will see that God is real. And God is a loving God. He's able to forgive. No matter what you think you have done, no matter how bad you think you are, God is willing and able to forgive. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you tonight with bowed down heads and humble hearts. Oh, God, reaching out to the people, oh, God, that want to be saved. We ask, oh God, that you come in and touch their mind. Ask them to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have set this thing in action for us. We ask that you just touch the people everywhere, wherever they may be at this time. Lord, we ask that you soften them up in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, the blood of Jesus come against you. You have no power over the people of God. The ones that wants to come in, Lord God, we want them to come in. Just raise your hand up and ask God to forgive you. Ask God to come into your life. Ask God to just baptize you in his blood in the name of Jesus. Ask God to just come into your home, wherever you may be, and just lift up your hand and say, Lord, I want to be saved. Lord, I want to come to you. Lord, I want the Holy Ghost experience. I want to be saved that I might not go to hell. Lord, we ask that you just come in and touch the people everywhere. And we love you for it, oh God. We count it as done by faith because we know that you are in control. Oh God, we know so many things are happening in the world on today. People are dying without you. People are dying from all types of sicknesses. This COVID is taking over. But Lord, we realize that you are still in control. And we know that you are a healer. No matter what it is, of all manner of diseases, Lord, we ask that you just come in and touch the bereaved families, oh God. We ask that you come in and touch the ones, oh God, who have sicknesses in their bodies. The ones, oh God, who is in need of thee and in need of prayer, oh God, we ask that you bless in a special way. Come on into the room, oh God. Search our hearts. Oh, God, deliver us from all evil in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just want to say we thank you and we praise you for it, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And if there are any special prayer requests on tonight, we ask that you just come forth and ask the Lord to deliver. Ask God to just bless in a special way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, dear Lord. We thank you for all your manifold blessings. You have done so much for us we can never repay. But Lord, please accept our meager praise on tonight. Please accept our offering of humility tonight. Oh God, that we might be accepted into your kingdom. Lord, we thank you for it. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace, your unmerited favor. We didn't do anything to deserve it, but Lord, we just thank you for it. And we just want to make you happy. We want to be good, oh God, that you can be happy with the life that we live and that you might, oh God, just bring us into the kingdom. You said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Don't you want to be where Jesus is? I know I do. I want that mansion that he has for me. I may not be able to have a mansion down here, and that's okay. Because I want a house that is not made by the hands of man. I want a house that is made by the hands of God. One where there's no corruption. Don't you want to go? Hallelujah. Don't you want that kingdom house, oh God, that he has for us, that mansion in the name of Jesus? There will be no more crying. Hallelujah. There'll be no more sicknesses. Don't you want to go? Hallelujah. God himself shall wipe away all the tears from our eyes. What we have suffered here is not even worthy to be compared to what God has for us in the last day. Come on in now. If you want to be saved, ask God to just bless you and ask him to forgive you for all of your sins in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah. Touch that soul that's thinking about it, that's debating about it, not sure what they want to do. Touch them right now, Lord, and let them know this is the right decision. Hallelujah. Give them that peace. Touch them like you did us, the ones who have the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, deliver them. Show them that you are real. Show them that you are loving in the mighty name of Jesus. Show them that there are all the problems that they're going through that you are able to solve. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all of your goodness and glory. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we love you. We count it as done by faith. Oh, God, in Jesus' holy, sweet name, we thank you for it. Amen and amen.
Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen for the prayer. Amen. Coming through. Amen. Our speaker tonight. Amen. We know prayer changes things. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Jesus, amen. He has all power in his hand. Amen. There's nothing, amen, too hard for God. Amen. So take hold of faith, people of God. Amen. The prayer of faith has been prayed. Amen. Believe God. Amen. And go your way. And count it done tonight. Amen. We're trusting God for victory. We're trusting God for deliverance. We're trusting God for healing. Amen. Because the prayer of faith has been prayed this night. Amen. So we praise God tonight for, amen, the word of God. Amen. Thank God for our speaker. Amen. Bishop, amen, Thomas. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. We thank you for being a part of this ministry. Amen. We thank God, amen, for you. Amen. Make yourself available. Amen. To come, amen, speak a word of the Lord. Amen. So we just thank God, amen, for the prayer once again. People, God, amen, we should be encouraged. Amen. Let's seek the Lord. Amen. Because as was forestated, we don't have much time. Amen. No man knows the time. You don't know how much time you have left. Amen. Don't gamble with your life. Amen. Sinner man, if you're not saved tonight, amen, don't gamble with your life. Amen. Because tomorrow is not promised. Amen. But now is the day of salvation. Amen. So we praise God, amen, for the word of God. Amen. And we want you to know, amen, that you can receive a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast. Amen. You can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. By, amen, texting two numbers we're going to give you. Amen. Where you can text. Amen. Text us. Amen. The first number is 912-257-3918. Once again, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, please text us at 912-257-3918. Amen. To all of our, amen, international listeners, amen, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, you could text us as well by using WhatsApp. Amen. By using WhatsApp, amen, the number is 678-608-7234. Amen. And to all of our Facebook listeners, you can go onto our Facebook page, amen, via Prayer News Network. And there you can find tonight's Amen broadcast, Amen live and recorded, Amen on our Facebook page. Amen. To each and every one of you once again, Amen. Get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. When you get a copy, don't keep it to yourself, but share the Word of God with somebody else. Give somebody else hope. Amen. That the Word of God will, Amen. Amen. Give them reason, Amen, to turn their hearts to the Lord. Amen. So we praise God tonight, Amen, for, Amen, each one of you. Thank you for your listening ear. Thank you for your patience, Amen, as the Word of God went forth. Amen. Also, people of God, we want to encourage you once again. Amen. We want you, Amen, to remind you, Amen, to keep our, Amen, visionary founder, Amen, lifted up in prayer. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, Amen, and her family, the Reed family. Amen. We ask that you keep her lifted up in prayer. Amen. As you have heard by now, Amen, she, Amen, suffered loss on yesterday morning. Amen. She lost her mother. Amen. So we want you to keep, Amen, the family in prayer. Amen. We want you, Amen. This is the time where she needs you. If there ever been a time where she needed you, now is the time. Amen. She needs your prayer. She needs your support. Amen. She needs the love. Amen. Let's minister back unto her now. She has ministered to us, amen, over a year on this broadcast. Now it's our time. It's our turn to, amen, minister back unto the woman of God. Amen. That God will strengthen her, that God will keep her, amen, her and her family, that God will take them through, amen, their time of sorrow and grief. Amen. It's not an easy thing, amen, but we know earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And if you would like to, amen, send correspondence, amen, to her, and if you would like to send cards, amen, to Evangelist Bradley and the family, we're going to ask you to do so by sending them to, amen, the Prayer News Network, amen, care of, amen, Minister Evangelist Annette Bradley, and the P.O. Box is 7937, Macon, Georgia. Zip code is 31209. Once again, I will repeat that. Amen. If you would like to send, amen, condolence, amen, cards, amen, whatever the Lord lay on your heart, amen, for you to minister back to the woman of God and, amen, show love, amen, in a time such as this, amen. Our mailing address is Prayer News Network, amen, Prayer News Network, care of Minister Evangelist Annette Bradley. P.O. Box is 7937, Macon, Georgia. Zip code 31209. Amen. She would love to hear from you. Amen. This will touch your heart. This will, amen, bless the family. Amen. To know, amen, that you are there. Amen. And that you are supporting the woman of God and her family in a time such as this. Amen. So we want you, amen, to love on the woman of God. Amen. Let her know that you're there. You're praying for her. Amen. You support her even in a time, amen, like this. Amen. And your love means a lot. Love heals. Amen. People, God, love heals. Amen. So we want to encourage you, amen, to reach out to the woman of God. Amen. Correspond. Send your cards. Send your love. Most of all, keep her in prayer. Amen. Also, if you would like to, amen, be a blessing to sow, amen, into her life, amen, you can cash app. Amen. You could cash up if you would like to, amen, amen, send, amen, a monetary blessing, amen, to her and her family at this time. Know that everybody can't be where she's at, amen, but our love can reach her. Amen. Wherever she may be, our love can reach her. So if you would like to, amen, send, amen, a blessing, amen, if you would like to send, amen, some money to her at this time, amen, we're going to ask you, amen, to send cash at. Amen. $ gift of prayer. Once again, if you would like to use Cash App, amen, to send, amen, a blessing to the woman of God and her family, we're going to, amen, ask if you use Cash App. Amen. And Cash App is $ gift of prayer. I will repeat that once again. Cash App information is $ gift of prayer. Amen. Knowing that we can't be God's giving. When you sow into, amen, the servant of God's life, amen, you do bless the Lord. Amen. You're blessing God when you bless the servant of God. Amen. And we want to be a blessing to the woman of God. It's only right, amen, for us to minister back to the woman of God. Amen. We thank you, amen, for your patience. We thank you for your support. We thank you in advance, amen, for what you're going to do to be a blessing to the woman of God. Amen. We thank you in advance. So we, at this time, we praise God once again for tonight. We thank God for this broadcast. Amen. We thank God once again for, amen, our, amen, speaker, our guest speaker, amen, Bishop Thomas. Amen. We invite you back to come back, amen, amen, to be with us and sharing with the Word of God. Amen. Anytime that you have some free time, amen, we would love to have you, amen, back, amen, to our platform. So at this time, amen, people of God, we're going to turn this, amen, part, amen, of the broadcast back over to the man of God, our speaker for tonight, that you may, amen, have the final words, amen, and bless the line. Amen. And afterwards, amen, we're going to just, amen, in our broadcast, amen, we're going to close out our broadcast for tonight. Amen. But once again, we're going to have the final words and saying, amen, in the blessing of the line, amen, from my speaker tonight, Bishop Thomas. Amen. God bless you, man of God. Platform back into your hands for the final words and amen, the blessing of the line.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Once again, I want to say thank you for inviting me to the Prayer News Network. It's been my honor to be, come before you tonight. And I pray that something was said to encourage you to go on just a little bit further. You know, I keep saying this so much that time is running out. And I know we heard that so much that sometimes we don't even want to believe it. But I know time is running out. You look around, there's perilous times out there. You see so much going on. And the Bible speaks about this. Perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. We see it every day. So we got to love one another. We got to stay in unity with one another. Because in unity, there is strength. And we thank God that he has given us the ability to just outlast the devil. Because the devil, he's not going to stop. But we got to outlast the devil until Jesus comes. And we have all the tools in our toolbox to do it. And I thank God for each one of you on tonight. And we pray that God will bless you on your journey on tomorrow. And just God will keep you on your jobs. And if you retire like I am, thank you, Jesus. You'll be blessed even in your day-to-day doings. And I thank God for that. Because, you know, just a quick testimony. Yeah, my retirement didn't come the way I thought it was going to come. But God opened up a door that I just ran through that door. I just was not going to hold back. And I retired at an early age. And I thank God for that because they gave me enough time to not only retire, but he gave me strength to enjoy my retirement. And I praise God for that. My wife and I, we travel a lot. We used to before this COVID came down. But you know what? It's still not going to stop us. We're supposed to go to Chicago this month, and of course we got to be cautious, and we can't throw caution out in the wind because this COVID is no joke. And you know, we trust God and we believe God, and we're just going to go in Jesus' name. So we're going to close out tonight with prayer that God will continue to bless each and every one of us, blessing the Reed family, the evangelist Annette Stamper, the Reed family, the evangelist Stamper, and evangelist Bradley, Annette Bradley. And we ask God that he will bless them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you tonight, thanking you once again for how you have come in and communed with us. We thank you, O God, for these thy people that are listening in on tonight. We ask that you give them an open heart to receive the word of God. And the ones, O God, that are not into this fold, we ask that you bring them into the fold on tonight. We ask, O God, that you continue to give us strength and unify us as one. Oh God, bless the saints to come together. Oh God, not to have animosity towards one another, because we realize it's just a trick of the enemy. And dear God, we just love you. We praise you on tonight. We know you can do anything but fail. And we just believe you and we trust you in all that you do and all that you have done. And Lord, we praise you for it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, people of God. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Bishop Thomas, thank God for you once again. Amen. God bless you, people of God. We thank God for you. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. But we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. At 9 p.m. Amen. Take the Lord with you. Keep your minds on Jesus. Most of all, watch and pray. Amen. That you enter not into temptation. We love you. Amen. Be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and good night.
The psalmist says, let your power fall when your name is called. Move it down, Lord, because you're still my control. So fight this battlefield and help my unbelief so I can tell all my friends. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that you have won again. Anybody need the power of the Lord tonight? Come get the power of the Lord.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.